feel really passionately that this is something that could benefit Franklin. It's health and wellness. That's kind of, you know, the latest, I don't want to say the buzz or the trend, but like yoga has become much more popular now. Essential oils are much more popular now too, with, you know, alternatives looking for pharmaceuticals and prescriptions, which have all the side effects. And these are just, again, more natural, holistic ways of people being healthy. And that's really the concern, keep people, you know, healthy and happy. Ultimately, with what I'm trying to do here is, well, trying to open for business. I signed my lease. I don't know if you need like all that background, but it's been a while. I think you know my process because you've had all my paperwork for.
Yeah, you thought this was great.
You'd be
in your home community, and then you ran into our zoning code. So here we go.
I had no idea. I honestly didn't. And I knew there was a yoga studio off of Loomis Road previously because I used to drive past it. And I knew that that was a B3 Highway 100. I wrote it in my proposal here. I think it was called Balanced Wellness.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Over Loomis. Yeah, so I guess I didn't even think like, oh, well, why would it be a problem? I didn't know. First year entrepreneur, I'm learning as I go.
Because we'll sneak up on you, that's why.
Yes, it has. So I guess, is there any other? What did
we
I
just
miss?
Wanted to say hi.
Okay.
And I'm gonna preempt everybody by saying welcome.
Thank you.
When Mr. Deal, we talk regularly and he fills me in on what's happening and a yoga studio at Franklin's Village. It's great. When are they moving in? It's B3. It's not a... Oh, geez, here we go. Yeah. So understand that we understand it. And I apologize, but we'll fix it.
Okay, thank you.
The only question I have for you is in your application you mentioned zero employees. That means you're not paying yourself.
Right now I'm in debt.
Yeah.
I would love to pay myself.
But you're going to be the only person until you get going.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's, and we'll see how this goes. Like I said, this is a new venture for me, and you know, if it's going to grow, that's fantastic. That would be the ultimate goal.
It'll grow.
And if it still remains me, then that's fine too.
Because you're going to have a Cuban restaurant right next to you.
I know. It with coffee.
Cuban coffee.
They
yes.
Put something on there, like, and their feed, like hashtag Cuban coffee, which I thought was great because when I told people I was moving into that area, some of my neighbors were like, "Oh, are you a coffee shop?" I'm like, "No." It seemed to be the desire.
Okay, questions from the commission. Commissioner Leon.
Well, Ms. Gerard, thank you for coming here tonight. I will start with namaste.
Oh.
So Mr. Deedle mentioned that you would prefer something other than a special use, and I would just ask why the special use would not be preferred for you. I thought you mentioned that.
It was
that
just simpler.
Just because it's simpler?
Yep.
Yeah, just whatever would make, yeah, I think that was it, just to, for ease of getting occupancy,
okay.
I guess, because, I mean, I haven't opened for business, I'm nothing, it's just, you know, empty space sitting there with me, like, kind of waiting for approval, and yes, I'm paying the rent, my lease, my CAM fees, and I just feel like my hands have really been tied in the situation. Financially, yeah. I mean, it'll come. I believe in myself. I think it'll be fine, but it's just, it doesn't feel very welcoming. I think when you're trying to, you know, I guess if there was an easier way, I mean, I'll take the special use. I'll do whatever. Just, you know, I'm, whatever.
Well, if I can offer you advice,
sure.
We're here
thank
today
you.
To approve a special use.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I'll take it.
So if we backed up at all, it's backing up. We don't want backup, so we're good. Commissioner Burkhart, or is that just a wag?
Okay.
Anybody else? Alderman Dendrick?
I'll just intervene a little bit. Joel, if we even considered permitted use, that would change it for all
I
of
think
these two.
Jesse was giving me the sign that the public hearing doesn't allow us that flexibility. We'd have to do it all over again.
Yeah, and so, but there's also a reason why we don't want to even entertain that, because then we'd have to change it for all of B2.
Yeah.
And that opens us up to a whole new can of worms. And so I think your lease allows you to go with special use. And so I would be, forward.
And that'll be the next item on the agenda, and I can mention
okay.
that staff's recommending approval of the special uses as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Linda, the issue is not you.
Okay,
thank
you.
Well, it's not you.
Okay, thank you.
It's not you. Absolutely not.
I'm here.
Okay. Do I agree with yoga? Yeah, my wife does it all the time. So,
so does my wife.
And if it was hot yoga or Vikram yoga, that would be something else.
Okay.
We're not going there.
So with regards to the public hearing on the, you want to do text amendment first?
Yes.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance text at Table 15-3.0603, Standard Industrial Classification, Title Number 7999, Amusement and Recreation Services Not Elsewhere Classified, to allow such use as a special use in the B2 General Business District, B3 Community Business District, and B4 South 27th Street Mixed Use Commercial District?
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion on that motion? Glenn. Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The next half of this is the special use, and we have a public hearing regarding this. Mr. Martinez.
Notices hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, January 9, 2020 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter, after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chamber at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Lena Scherer, RYT200, registered yoga teacher at the 200-hour level, RMT Reiki Master Teacher, certified essential oils coach, ancient apothecary, and joint living oils, owner of Inner Wisdom and Wellness, LLC, Betty Boss, property owner, for a special use, which is contingent upon approval of a concurrent Unified Development Ordinance text amendment under Standard Industrial Classification, Title 7999, Amusement and Recreation Services, North L West Classified, to allow for a yoga and Reiki and essential oils, meditation and mindfulness instruction studio use upon property zone B3 Community Business District located in the Franklin Village Multi-Tenant Building at 7172 South 76th Street, Franklin Village. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission at the City of Franklin Common Council.
Okay, normally I'd have Joel give a speech, but we all know what's going on here. This is for the special use. I will open a public hearing on a special use. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Anyone wishing to speak? Seeing no one rise on a special use application, I'll close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Seeing no questions, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution opposing conditions or restrictions for the approval of a special use for a yoga, Reiki, and essential oils, meditation, and mindfulness instruction studio use upon a property located at 7127 South 76th Street?
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. So what happens next is the next common council meeting, which is the 21st. It'll be on the agenda for final approval. 22nd, you get your building permit, and off you go. And you can say namaste.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
And again, I apologize for the rigmarole. I wish it was easier. We all wish it was easier. We're going to work towards making it easier, but we got so much work to do that it'll take a while to work towards working towards making it easier. So, but thank you and welcome. And make sure you start getting some stuff on Facebook, and all of the politicians will repost, and it'll go on the Franklin sites, and you'll get.
I was waiting, because I didn't want to do anything without approval.
My suggestion wait until the 21st probably 7 o'clock after you get your approval, and then do it, and it'll be great.
I'll start making the
website. Thanks. Thanks, Linda. Appreciate
it. Very much. Appreciate
Happy New Year. Okay. Item C2 is a zoning exception, split lot zoning exception for the Unified Development Ordinance Amendment. There is a public hearing relating to this matter. It's to allow two different zonings on one lot. It's for a specific instance. Mr. Martinez, you have a public hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, January 9, 2020 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter, after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by the City of Franklin for a proposed ordinance to amend Unified Development Ordinance Section 15301.03A3, split zoning of newly created lots not allowed to provide for and accept certain minor land divisions involving an established residential use not currently intended for redevelopment. Specifically, the split zoning of any newly created lot or parcel into more than one zoning district shall not be allowed, except for the AO, FW, FC, FFO, and SW districts, and for and upon an application for certified survey map approval for the purpose of providing additional land to an adjoining tax incremental district mixed-use development, including industrial and commercial uses, where lots are being created from a parcel or parcels upon which there exists an established residential dwelling building use, such established use or parcels not being the subject of current further development application. For such remaining established residential dwelling building use, parcel or parcel only. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirement of Section 62.23.7D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 15.90200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft ordinance is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
I'll do my intro and then Joel will tell us the truth. This is a follow-on to the conversation that most of us had regarding the Bear development and the issue they had with buying a partial lot and the zoning on the entire lot, residential, but it's B and all of that stuff. So this is the cleanup that we discussed at that time. You'll note that the City of Franklin, specifically Mayor Steve Olson, is the applicant. I want everybody to know that I have often been accused of being closed-minded, but if you turn the page, my employees are recommending against my wishes. Well, anyway, Joel. I said that with a smile on my face. Be nice. Staff recommendation, denial of unified text amendment. Amendment section split zoning.
The version online says approval.
And Joel?
Yeah, I have that in my packet, but the version online on the city website today has approval on it.
I found that today.
So Joel, effective January 15th at 5 o'clock p.m., you're fired.
501.
One mistake.
501. Okay, 501.
So the mayor's introduced the background and why it's here in front of us, and Jesse has crafted this to be really tight, so it's going to be a rare situation where this will ever come up again. And I should say he did it because he could tell the direction that the mayor wanted to go, and it sounded like the Plan Commission had a lot of interest in going there too. I wanted to point out that the prohibition for split lot zoning is not uncommon. This is not a unique to the UDO kind of thing. Just spending a couple minutes Googling this online before the meeting, I found two communities, which is not surprising because their ordinances are similar to ours. Grafton and Greenfield have the same exact prohibition that we do. And then just looking at Google's, I suspect other communities farther away also have that prohibition. But to be fair and clear, what's more common, and this is what I believe as well, what's more common is split lot zoning is probably only more commonly prohibited when it doesn't follow a physical feature. And that's the case here too. So Oak Creek, for instance, their ordinance is very common. It says that zoning districts must follow something like a road, a railroad, a right-of-way, a river. In this case, there is no such feature. It's just a line in the middle of a parcel. My guess would be it used to be two parcels, and at some point they did illegal. It was allowed meets and bounds description to combine two parcels into one, and by doing that, we never get notified. The city never gets notified, and you run into problems like this. If there was a change I could make to the UDO, it would be not to allow meets and bounds, but that's a separate issue. So the bottom line is the feet on the ground, common sense. I'm recommending denial of this because what it does is it makes it more confusing for future property owners to figure out what's going on. And there was time, and there might still be time, to correct this the proper way. So I'd be recommending denial of the UDO text amendment.
Mr. City Attorney, then Mr. City Engineer.
I believe Mr. Dietl said this would be very rare. When I was preparing this, I was considering the southern, essentially third of the city of Franklin. And through the, since 1848, incorporation of the state of Wisconsin, there were farms, farmhouses, et cetera, and as the metropolitan area has been growing, there's acquisitions of those properties which have long-time established dwelling buildings on them, which the owners, current owners, reside in, some of them for decades and decades, and it might be 40 acres. And there's a large new development abutting that property. And as developments progress, this new development needs a small portion of this other property. The other property is split lot zoned. And it was split lot zoned, obviously, when that was permitted. And so when... I'll just use a hypothetical. You are involved with 10% of the size of this existing parcel that's split lot zoned,